Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During the first few weeks of spring, fresh Maryland produce seems to spring up, well, like mushrooms. In fact, this is a great time of the year to go shopping for your favorite fungi. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I know cooks all over town are pretty excited about these new arrivals, and there's some nice things that we're seeing already in the shops.
Oh, I know, and I love mushrooms. I mean, I know that it's one of these lover-hated foods. Mm-hmm. My sister can't stand them. You know, I look forward to them. But yeah, I mean, the great spring mushroom we all know is morels.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they grow wild in the woods in Maryland quite regularly.
Right.
But there are a bunch of others that I think maybe are less exotic if you're just trying to get into this project.
Well, portobellos,
sure.
Creminis, mm-hmm. white buttons, and shiitakes are all available now.
Right.
They'll be available for a lot longer than the morels, which,
yes,
has which seem
fleeting,
to come and
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know.
You got to really make your move when they're there.
Right.
Let's start with the portobello, which
sure.
it's become an extremely popular mushroom.
Yes. Actually, people even make the entire thing on the grill and as a mock hamburger if you're
that's
vegetarian.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize was that all the portobellos we have now are the result of a genetic mutation back in 1926 in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And some farmer, you know, came across these that he was able to replicate them and keep them growing. They became an instant hit.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder because the texture and the flavor is very unique to mushrooms.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, a lot of people don't often clean the gills off the bottom of them, which I think is kind of important because they make food look really dirty.
Yeah.
And so it's real easy, though, with just a teaspoon to scrape off the gills
mm-hmm.
on the underside of the mushroom before you cook them.
Yeah, and don't worry about trying to eat the stalk. Just
right.
Just the cap on top.
Yeah.
Cleaning mushrooms.
Yeah, in general.
You try to avoid getting them wet.
Well, they're like a big sponge.
Yeah.
And so you certainly don't want to wash them like you would other fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I personally just use either a paper towel or they sell an actual mushroom brush.
Right.
To just brush the dirt off them and just kind of just push it off physically. And that should be fine. I mean, if you start soaking mushrooms or wetting them, they're going to become really mushy and they're going to add a lot of water to the dish in which they're used. And that's just not good.
That's right. What I didn't realize is that the cremini mushroom, which is a very pretty little mushroom, is an immature portobello.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure when someone decided to make that distinction, but yes, cremini is a baby portobello. They look similar to the white button mushroom in
mm-hmm.
a lot of ways, but just darker in color.
Well, talking about the white button mushroom, it's ubiquitous out there. They're easy to find. Not as much flavor, and it might be the mushroom for people who don't like mushrooms. But they absorb whatever it is they're cooked in.
They do.
And so it becomes more of a textural thing.
Right.
One of the prettiest, I think, is the shiitake.
It's a great mushroom.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
It looks sort of like a whimsical little umbrella.
Yeah.
And I think these are best eaten cooked. I'm not going to
go I agree.
Eating them raw.
Yeah.
And they're wicked in a stir fry. I mean, they are just fabulous.
They have great texture. They hold up well when you cook them.
Right.
I actually love to preserve them in olive oil,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great thing, and just keep jars of them in the fridge throughout the winter. They're delicious. But yeah, I mean, I think you can use them in a variety of things.
Well, the mushrooms are there, folks. Go get them.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.